call, or what are the
everything from the alignments to the personnel, the plays, the formations, everything has been called.
And then what changes between that and, I mean, is the quarterback, how much ability do they have to change things up before the plays actually, the ball's
actually? Well, just, I mean, as far as just the cadence, they want to change that. They might see some of the defense they want to change. And that's really it. We're going so fast. There's no time to really make too many calls or make too many different adjustments. You know, that's kind of an advantage for us.
How about the corrections? Because I know normally in football practice, you know, coach might get in there and get after you a little bit and correct you on X, Y, or Z. How does that happen out there when you're going at that pace, or is that just going on in the classroom and then, you know, or is just is that part of the structure?
It's a little both. It's a little both because we from the classroom, you know, we're learning and he's teaching us. You know, and the good thing about it is we have teaching sessions in between practice. I don't know if you've seen today. Yeah. We'll go full speed, four reps, and then we'll have the teach period. And in the teach period, they'll kind of go over the mistakes, different errors, and things like that.
With all the Sean, fans keep asking what the deal is with the race against Michael. You clear it up? What happened?
I'm about to. Okay, well, Mike. What happened with Mike was it was a race. I always call him O. I tell him that nobody over 30 can beat me in any race. Okay, so we had the race, but he jumped off. He started early. So I had to come catch Michael Vick. Michael Vick had to catch him at the end. He beat me. But he won't race me again.
So he cheated. Is there photographic evidence of this?
Yes. Okay. They recorded it.
So, you can document your
pain. Yeah, they recorded everything from the beginning to the end.
When you say Twitter, he started early, how much of a jump he got?
Well, in the 40-yard race, the smallest jump, it matters, you know, because first of all, he started down in the sprinter stands. I was standing up. Yeah. That's probably my first mistake. I should never did that. But he won't race me again. I told him that. We can line up anywhere. He won't do it. He's smart. It's everywhere, so he's living with it. As he should.
Is he bragging a little bit about it?
Yeah, he all the time. And everywhere I go, from Philadelphia or where I'm at, they keep asking about it. You let that old guy beat you. You let Mike beat you. So,
did anybody else see this false start?
Yeah, you. Well, the whole team kind of witnessed it.
Okay, but nobody said anything. It
blew up so fast. They ran with it.
But he is the quarterback. That's probably why, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he's a quarterback, but he's also one of the best athletes on the team.
Yeah, I know. But they just
it's
didn't want to.
Conspiracy,
wanna,
right?
Yeah, so they didn't want to embarrass Mike.
Can you beat Deshaun?
No, nobody will race Deshaun.
Deshaun, if I could get back to practice and everything, I mean, does it take you know, the music and all that? And what is that like for you guys?
That's actually pretty cool. You think about when you work out by yourself, you know, you put the headphones in, listen to different music that you might like. So it kind of goes together. I mean, he has so many different type of music playing, where I think everybody gets that same feel, you know. So I like it. I mean, it's definitely different than anywhere I've ever been. From playing music, very loud. This is the operation of him moving so fast with the offense and defense. I mean, it's different, but I like it.
Is there a purpose in terms of just, you know, thinking, translating into game situations and all that?
As far as what, just the music or just
the music, just the whole
thing? I don't know how the music will transfer over. But I know that's the tempo of the practice. We'll be in shape. You'll get in shape from just running the offense, you know. Instead of doing home shoot conditioning, because it is conditioning. I mean, every time we line up and run a play and we're looking back, we're running 10, 20 yards, and then you're doing it again and again. So just getting the reps at it, I feel like the guys will be in shape.
He does a lot of things that are, you know, let's face it, different. Why do you think guys are giving him enough, you know, benefit of the doubt right now?
I'm not sure. Well, I can say this, that I think every level he's been at, he's been successful. He's very, very successful at Oregon. And he's kind of bringing that same mentality and the same attitude here. So we're looking for the same results.